This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni. The made-for-TV animation A Charlie Brown Christmas was released 53 years ago. That's over half a century, which feels like a long time in television years. But in the continuum of human society, it's hardly a blink. Consider, A Charlie Brown Christmas contained no characters of color. The first black character was introduced into the comic strip by Charles Schulz in 1968, 3 years after the release of A Charlie Brown Christmas. The relevance of this history came to my attention after speaking with Jack Landry, who is a theater instructor at Cape Fear Community College and the director of A Charlie Brown Christmas, and one of the actors, Caleb Bradley. Caleb is a black actor playing the title role of Charlie Brown.
Also, let's talk about Charlie Brown being black. I'm not sure if that's a thing or not, if that's relevant or not. Is it something that is on your minds at all?
Actually, that didn't occur to me until I was on Facebook and I saw someone share. It was a picture of Charlie Brown meeting Franklin, who was like the first black Peanuts character ever. And I was just like, wow, that's like really groundbreaking. And then the fact that I myself am black and am playing Charlie Brown at a time where, you know, Franklin didn't exist. I thought that was really, really cool and actually kind of very progressive in like a accidental kind of way. Yeah.
You mean didn't exist because it's this one's pre-Franklin.
Yeah. Yeah, this one's pre-Franklin.
Right. I wanted to be gender blind and race blind in casting. I let all my cast audition for these parts in my acting class. This is their final, Gina. And Caleb won the part through his audition. I mean, it wasn't even a choice of, you know, well, let's push the envelope. It was more like he had a great read. But I hope that if anybody was sort of set in their ways and can't get past what color these guys are, maybe that makes them think and challenges that. If nothing else, I think subliminally, it maybe adds a more sort of universality to this character. Is that weird to talk about?
No, I don't think it's weird to talk about. I think it's actually really good to talk about it, especially because I know Romeo and Juliet, a production of that, had the Romeo's family.
Yeah,
they were all black, and then Juliet's family were all white, and people were sending in hate mail because they did not like that idea of seeing like interracial love on stage. That baffled me that we were in like 2018 and then people were still doing this. So, yeah.
Good. Well, so yeah, I mean, I think we've made this choice, even if it wasn't on purpose. I think maybe people will think about why is this character one color or the other and does it matter? And, mm-hmm. you know, I hope it makes it even more relevant even today.
Most definitely look past the color of someone's skin and see the essence of Charlie Brown, no matter, you know, what color, what shade, you know, how big or how small.
A Charlie Brown Christmas, directed by Jack Landry and starring Caleb Bradley, is on stage at the Wilson Center in downtown Wilmington this Saturday, December 8th. Showtime is 2 o'clock. Children 12 and under are admitted free. Find details about the show and our extended conversation at whqr.org. I'm Gina Gamboni. Communique is a production of WHQR Public Media.